Now, more than 400 people have applied for permits to keep guns that have been banned in the wake of the Christchurch mosque attacks. The government has outlawed military-style semi-automatic firearms, parts and ammunition, but left the door open for owners who have a legitimate reason to own such a weapon. With more details is our police reporter, Ben Strang. Good morning, Ben.
Kia ora.
OK, what are the permits these gun owners have been asking for?
Well, as we're probably all aware, the gun buyback and amnesty is in full swing at the moment, with people having to hand in guns that were made illegal by the new legislation introduced in April. In the background to all of that, a number of gun owners have been asking whether they can retain their firearms. We're talking about museum pieces, movie props, and any semi-automatics that might be used for pest control, like shooting rabbits and whatnot. So as part of the legislation, it was decided that, yep, there will be circumstances where you can keep your guns, but you'll have to apply for a permit. So according to figures we've obtained through the Official Information Act, since the terror attack in Christchurch, 425 people have applied for 835 endorsements for their firearms licences, which would allow them to keep their now banned guns and magazines. Most of those permits are for pest control. Nearly three-quarters of all the applications were for that. But there are also about 80 applications for collector's permits, 8 or 9 for theatrical purposes, and there are 22 people who are seeking dealer's permits.
And are police granting these permits?
So far, only 243 have been granted, which leaves about 550 which are still pending. So it's early days, but what we do know is only 36 permits have been declined so far. All of those were for pest control purposes, which is about 14% of the endorsements that have been processed so far. Now, that's actually quite a high rate of refusal when you consider that just 0.5% of gun licences that were applied for in 2017 and 2018 were refused. So very few of the other permits for collectors, dealers or theatrical purposes have been processed, but none have been declined just yet.
Does this tell us anything about that gun buyback process?
Well, what it shows us is that there are a large number of gun owners who are waiting before handing their guns in and seeking some compensation. If they can get the right endorsement and keep their guns, they're going to do it. So that said, there's still so much we don't know about gun ownership in this country, like how many of these banned guns there are out there.
Mm. Are there any other options for people who want to keep their guns?
Well, the police actually announced yesterday that if you own a unique firearm that's now banned, there is a process for getting the gun valued. So the gun owner will have to send an application off to the police at a cost of $138, and you can't get that money back, in order to determine the compensation they should be owed for that firearm. After that, they may actually have to pay extra again to get a police-approved valuer to take a look at the weapon. But whatever they say the gun is worth goes, basically. But the police say they won't be paying out for any perceived sentimental value people have for a gun, so family heirlooms won't get any special treatment.
And what are the latest figures on that buyback?
The police tell me that as of Monday morning, 21,854 guns have been handed in and just over 80,000 parts. As part of the buyback and amnesty events, they were handed in by 13,871 owners who have been paid out a combined $41 million, which averages just under $3,000 each. Interestingly, the police minister, Stuart Nash, was asked a written question asking what the highest amount paid out to an individual had been, and he says one gun owner was paid out just over $95,000.
Sheesh. Now, what's the view on the process so far from gun owners? Are they getting any happier?
We're getting pretty mixed messages from people about that. There's still some anger in the gun-owning community that they feel they're being punished for something that they didn't do. Some people are also unhappy with the level of compensation. We've heard a lot about that. They say that the government has been a little stingy in the evaluation of some guns. That said, we've also heard from people who have been given more than the amount they originally paid for their firearms. So some people are leaving these buyback events with a fatter wallet than perhaps they would have expected.
Ben Strang, our police reporter, thank you very much for that.